Mix 94.7 KMCH 813 on your slippery, slidey, slick Wednesday morning. Jessica O'Reilly has slid her way to the telephone and joined us. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I cannot believe. Here it is, 2023. I'm not sure I'm ready for it, but I best be, because here it is.
Well, here it is, and I was just going to say, what a way for kids. A lot of kids here in Eastern Iowa going back to school, and some of them, well, they get an extra day of vacation now because of all this slidey stuff. How bad was it over in your part of the state last night and this morning?
Last night seemed fine. It just started snowing maybe about 7 this morning, so we'll see what we get throughout the day. Of course, my daughter is rooting for all the snow days possible because she's a senior. No, that doesn't have to make them up.
So oh, that's right. Yeah.
She would be fine with a snow day. I don't think she's going to get one today here, though.
No, but there's a bunch here in Eastern Iowa. KMCH.com is where you'll find the list. We'll run through it here in a little bit. But right now, let's talk about things going on across this great state of Iowa. And ironically, Jessica, I look at the first item up for bids coming up next weekend, Ice Stravaganza in Davenport. That's fortuitous is what that is.
Isn't it just fun to say, too? Ice Stravaganza. I like it. January 13th through 15th, as you said, in Davenport, it's a free, fun, and family-friendly outdoor winter event featuring more than 36,000 pounds of beautiful ice carvings on display at the Freight House in downtown Davenport. They'll have both in-person and Facebook live-streamed ice carving demonstrations on Saturday, and no event in Iowa would be an event without local beer and food.
Absolutely. That's in the Iowa Constitution. Look it up. It's a thing. So next
not
week,
it should be.
Exactly. Let's make legislation to happen. Coming up January 14th and 15th, next Saturday and Sunday in Dubuque, Ice Fest Ice Age. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So here you can make like a total weekend of this, right? Hit Ice Extravaganza, then go upriver and hit the Ice Fest. This one's held at the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium. You can cross-country ski, snowshoe, enjoy some sledding on their campus, and even order a s'more and hot chocolate, celebrating the winter season.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Let's see, January 21st, down in the Amana Colonies, Winterfest served family style.
That's right. With two classic holiday competitions that I know you're aware of, the Reef Toss, number one, and the Great Amana Ham Putt, number two.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They toss hams just like shot puts.
Mm-hmm.
You could also compete.
I was going to say, that's why they make so much ham down in the Amana, because half of what they produce, they throw around.
Gets thrown.
Yeah.
you have a little bit of a time to get in on the best beer competition, so start growing between now and January 21st. Or take part in the Amanda Freezer 5K Run Walk, or admire the work of ice sculptors and chainsaw artists, and then warm up with a steaming bowl of chili, followed by a wine and beer walk with a variety of samples.
I think they even do a chili. I know in years past, they've done a chili cook-off. Maybe not this year, but before COVID, they used to, and was a great way to try to get roped in and be a judge on that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I see how you play that.
Yeah, that's what I do. Jessica O'Reilly with us, TravelIowa.com. We're talking about events in January. Already talking about the end of the month, January 26th through 29th, University of Okoboji Winter Games in Okoboji, Iowa. Tell me about this.
That's so funny. In college, we used to call it Obajacobi, so I totally sounded very like a blast from my past.
Okie dokie, Okoboji.
I know, right? This is their big winter festival, of course, at the fictional university. You've got broom ball, flag football, softball, bags tournament, all of that stuff taking place on the ice, a chili cook-off, the chocolate classic, the polar plunge for those brave enough to jump into a hole cut into the lake, fireworks, and then my favorite, the burning of the greens. Have I told you about this event?
No,
before?
No. What is this?
So they collect the live Christmas trees and like wreaths, evergreen wreaths from the community, and pile them into a big pile and then set it aflame.
Wow.
I know. It's a giant bonfire of evergreens.
Our pop quiz question this morning, just before our segment here, was true or false. Is your Christmas tree edible? And your Christmas tree is edible, as long as it's a real tree, not like a plastic tree.
My live one, yep.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to eat a plastic one. Yeah, so they burn all the trees down or over there, huh? Interesting.
I guess, yeah, they do. I took my kids a long time ago, probably 10, 12 years ago, and we still love that part. Like, I still remember that fire very vividly in my head.
I bet it smells good, too.
Yeah. And it's totally safe. The firefighters are there. You're all good.
Oh, yeah, it's safe. It's legit. It's a sanctioned event. Finally, January 29th, beat the Bitters Fire and Ice Day in North Liberty.
This is a free family day at Penn Meadows Park going from 4 to 8 p.m. You can take a horse-drawn carriage ride, admire the ice sculpture walk, enjoy s'mores around a community bonfire, be wowed by fire-breathing, juggling, and spinning performances, fill up an on-site food truck, and this is my favorite, step inside a giant inflatable snow globe for a one-of-a-kind photo.
Ooh.
Fireworks will finish off that evening. I know, right?
Inflatable snow globe. I used to have one of those until the last windstorm, and then it got destroyed.
Well, here's your chance to go relive the memories.
And then see if I can steal it and bring it back to my... No, well, let's not do that. But
let's
do
not
this.
Discuss
yeah.
that.
No, not on the air at least. All right, we're kicking off a brand new year. What will people find, Jessica, online traveliowa.com to get them through these bleak winter months?
We have more winter getaway ideas on traveliowa.com. Or if you can want to think ahead, you can start planning for your summer. We can help you out there too as well.
Never wrong to start thinking about warmer months, especially when it's so slick and gray and slippery today.
Yes, part of the fun of planning a vacation is the actual planning, right?
Yeah.
We've got actually at the end of this month, it's U.S. Travel's National Plan for Vacation Day, where people are encouraged to schedule their vacations, block out that time, because so many people leave vacation hours on the table mm-hmm. at the end of the year. They just lose those hours. So if you plan it out, even if you don't know where you're going, if you say this is the weeks that we're going to take some time off and travel, then you can start anticipating, and that's part of the fun.
Well, and the beauty about working here at KMCH is I walk through town, there's never a shortage of people willing to tell me where to go. So that's nice. Hey, happy new year to
I'm
you,
happy
my
to
friend.
Tell you where to go too.
I know you do. That's what I was talking about. I was talking about the guests with suggestions. That's what I meant. You stay warm and stay safe over there, and look forward to talking to you as we start to make plans for February here in a few weeks.
Fantastic. Same to you. Stay safe.
You betcha. There goes Jessica O'Reilly with us, our guest of the day this morning right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. And it's always brought to you by Bill Thomas Farm Bureau Financial Services.